Metricon's Love Celebration is on now. Get $50,000 of added luxury from Australia's leading brands for just 10 grand. Metricon, love where you live.
101.9. This is the Fox. We may need to protect an Australian icon, and not an icon like we have in the past when we've looked after Festival Hall or the giant worm down there. Remember where they had the shark down in Bass in Gippsland? We've tried to save that. This is bigger than this and broader than that. I'm talking about the mullet.
Where's it going?
The iconic hairstyle that that young boys are now rocking.
It's back, isn't it?
I think it's really back. I see it around.
All the AFL footy players have got them.
Teenage boys have them.
Boys?
Private schools are starting. Now, I won't deny it started in Sydney. So there are some private schools in Sydney that are now coming down and saying, we are banning mullets at school. And this may, so they've declared war on the mullet, and this may pilfer down here to Melbourne. There may even be private schools down here that don't welcome the mullet.
That's weird, isn't it? Because they'd say it's inappropriate for school, but I think a 12-year-old in a tie is also weird.
Yeah.
You should never be in a suit until you're an adult.
I hate wearing a tie to school.
Sucks.
I think that a lot. When are they going to really, we've moved on, even now in workplaces and all, you'll see CEOs in casual polo shirts realising the suit isn't necessarily a thing. It's a hangover from a previous century.
But your presentation, though, Boxy, it does come under work category as well with hair. Because when I played AFL my second year pre-season, it might have been my first year. Wayne Britton was our coach or an assistant coach at the time, and I had long hair, I had the dreadlocks.
Yeah.
And when I first got there, and he said, I had a ponytail, and he said, mate, if you want to play round one of the Ansett Cup, cut your hair off and you'll play.
But you didn't.
And I was like, what? No, I did. This might be my first year. Then I grew it back. And I cut it because I'm like, I want to play. Come round one of the Ansett Cup, I didn't play. So he just wanted me to cut my hair.
You're no good. Your balance is off.
He said, you're no good with long hair. You've got to cut your hair.
Really?
Socks up, cut your hair.
Huh? But that's silly. See, I think even back to kids, it's hair.
Yeah.
It's a hairstyle. Mm. It's not, I don't know, like that. Maybe it's different for nose rings, eyebrow rings, body modification, but that's just your hair.
Yeah, I know. Well, I agree.
I don't think there's anything wrong with a mullet.
I reckon this guy looks all right.
Well, no, that guy doesn't look right. So we're looking at a photo.
What do you mean?
Well, no, that's an extreme mullet.
The photo big Fraser Gehrig had the big mullet.
The photo in this news story is with a mullet that has the shaved head and then long rat's tails like Romper Stomper. That's intimate. That's scary.
That kid's not at a private school in the eastern suburbs.
No, he's at Hallam High.
I'm not wanting to see that kid at my school. Yeah. He's terrifying.
He's in a 7-Eleven with a flick knife.
He looks cute.
I like the mullet. I prefer your Warwick Kappa mullet. I prefer your mullet that just has, bangs at the front, short at the side, and long at the back. Well, old school.
They said it was an old Bogan stereotype, but now it's come back with because like Miley Cyrus has one, and who's the Troy with an E? No, Troy. Who's the
Troy
singer?
Ellis?
Troy Kinney.
Savan.
Troy Savan. But to me, that's still Bogan.
Good story.
If Miley and a Troy with a E on the end are getting around with their haircut, they're Bogan names. Your dad's name is Billy Ray. You're a bogan.
101.9 The Fox.
Come on. Better celebrities win heaps
of money. Join our celebrity sweep for your share in $500,000. The All-Star Mile. There will be a horse running. We've got a horse. It could be your horse. So on the day when the horse runs, the least you would win is $10,000. So it's
minimum.
You're going to get 10 grand. But like Tegan last year, who won the horse here for the All-Star Mile, she won $250,000, life-changing money. Now what we're doing, it's called our celebrity sweep. So we're going to have five celebrities running a race here on the world-famous rooftop, an egg and spoon race, and they may be celebrity impersonators. But if your celebrity wins, you get the horse in the race. Now, we were thinking about this, and this is all going to happen next week. What we will need is a race caller. And, you know, like a classic Greg Miles with Maccabi Diva.
But Maccabi Diva clear with 100 metres to go. Excellent runs to second. Ottozoon runs on. But a champion becomes a legend. Maccabi Diva's won it.
And we have so many talented people listening to this show, and we are talking about you as you listen to us right now. If you are a great race caller, Give us a call now, 13 10 60. We want to hear you do some race calling. Maybe, I don't know, you've got one of the guys on site where you're working. You know he's good at this, good at impersonating race callers.
Yeah. I'm not real good at it, but I'll have a crack.
You want to have a crack? Yeah.
We're here at the Fox FM Stakes and they're going into the barriers. Josiah the Messiah leads up with Damien Oliver on the back. Fiona, a.k.a. Fifi Cha-Cha Box, ready in the stalls. Nick, Got Shit Jokes, Cody, he's aboard. Yacht Rock DJ Sherg's there and they're racing in the Fox FM 101.9. Triple M, not there, got sacked, they're gone, Eddie's gone, they're getting to the straight. Here comes the loose! He wins by a chin, it is a big one!
That was very good!
Wow.
I reckon that was amazing. You might be the race scorer. That was outstanding. I'm actually speechless.
He won his own made-up race.
Because my chin got me over the line.
101.9, The Fox.
There was one guest we wanted on the show all last year, Nick. We couldn't get him. We were unable to get this man. And he provided what was, Fev, our favourite moment on reality television ever. Now, it was on Bachelor in Paradise. The man in question is Jamie. Jamie, the firefighter, who went for, who did he go for? Ali's heart, I think, Ali Ocean.
Tim's.
Not sure. Well, this is the thing. So picture, I'm going to play you some audio. If you haven't heard this before, this is a real treat. So they're on the island looking for love with members of the opposite sex, as it happens to be in this case.
Yes.
He really likes Tim Hanley, another one of the Bachelor guys. Mm. So he falls apart when Tim says he's going to leave the island. So this is his mate. This is not the love of his life. This is not a woman that he's interested in.
Is it a bit of, where are you going, bro? Thought we're hanging out here.
Yeah.
Similar. This was just after Tim said, Jamie, I'm going to be leaving the island.
You're not going out like this on me, man. I'm your best mate. It's not about you, bro. It is about me. It's not you. It's me. I need you.
Yeah, I know you do, but I'm not staying the island. Survive on your own.
Oh, come on. Did you know I came here because of you? Tim, please, bro.
You'll live.
Tim, please.
You'll live.
You know how much it means to me, bro.
Wait, I'll see you on the outside. I'm not dying, bro. I'm not dying. Shut up, bro.
That is the most emotional the Bachelor franchise has ever gotten. Yeah. Ever.
Well, most of the contestants can't blink. They've got a lot.
People don't get roses and they don't cry like
nobody
that.
Nobody ever melts. And then the next moment, Brittany, now picture this. This was the girl that really liked him. So Brittany really wanted to hook up with Jamie. So she's trying to console him.
Jamie comes up frantically and he's like, Brittany, we need to talk now. And he just bursts out into tears. He's so upset.
Tim just packed his bags, went home.
Tim's gone.
He's packed his bags, went home.
He's left.
He's packed his bags right now and gone home. It's so up, man. And like, I'm going to go too. I'm walking too.
Yeah.
So, don't make any rash decisions.
Sorry, man. He's my best friend.
And then the funniest outcome was Jamie left, but Tim hadn't. Tim was still there. And the producers were out the front going, Jamie, go back in there. He's still there.
You're trying to trick me. Tim's gone. No, he's still there.
We wanted to speak to this man all last year. Finally. He's on the show next.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
This big boxing event, Team Ellis Boxing presents Now or Never. Ooh. It's on the 24th of April. And we spoke to Kieran Stott from The Bachelor. He came in the other day, came with some goodies for us which was nice.
Wore a shirt.
And he's looking fit and fabulous. So Kieran Stott will be competing. Tim, the wonderful Tim Hanley, you remember Tim from The Bachelor, he'll be in there. And also, we were so excited about this because we have wanted to speak to this man, as I said before, all last year. We couldn't get him because there were TV networks stopping him from speaking to us.
Cutting him down, Boxy.
But playing or fighting in the Now or Never event will be Jamie Doran. Jamie, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you going?
We're great. Are you fit and fabulous and ready to box?
I'm in my living room shadow boxing right now while I'm talking to you. I'm that excited.
How are things going? Now, Jamie, what's happened? We sort of saw you, the last time we saw you was like middle of last year. We've gone through the lockdown pandemic. What's happening for Jamie Doran at the moment?
I've relocated to Queensland.
Nice.
So I'm up in the Sunshine State now.
Bargain.
Yeah.
That's good for fighting. You might have to do it down the shops up there, so yeah. Keep you on your toes.
Well, I grew up in the Blue Mountains, west of Sydney, so I've been a bogan for a long time. So it was an easy transition, to be honest.
Are you loved up, Jamie? Have you found any love since leaving The Bachelor?
No, I'm still single. I've got to start dating girls that aren't on television.
Good. Hey,
that's a good step, Jamie. Mate, we've been trying to get you for ages, but obviously Channel 10 and Warner Brothers ain't shutting you down, not letting you speak. Now the gloves are off, literally, before you step into the ring. Mate, are you still suing Channel 10? What happened? Why did you want to sue him?
I'm still in a legal battle with 10, so...
Oh, God, man.
My lawyers have informed me that we've still got about another 8 months to run. So
jeez.
It's quite a...
Lengthy?
Quite a long-winded process.
What
is it, Jamie? Because we know, and obviously, that you can't. When you're in a legal battle, you can't really talk about it. But is it fair to say you weren't happy with the edit, or was there something else maybe that you can't talk about?
I just feel there's a lot of manipulation behind the scenes by producers. So there's sort of standover tactics they do that anyone that's been involved in reality television will understand. As well as the way they blackmail you in that system. So you can speak to a lot of other people that have done The Bachelor.
Yeah.
If you don't jump through hoops and do what the producers want you to do, they'll just send you home. So wow. A lot of us
sounds
are on
right.
there performing like monkeys.
Yeah. Now, who from Channel 10 or Warner Brothers would you love to get in the ring?
Or The Bachelor franchise.
Yeah.
Any of the producers or Osha?
Osha?
What's Osha done?
Not Osha.
What's Osha done?
He's the representative of The Bachelor, isn't he? He'd be the best person for me to fight, I think.
Oh, wow.
You won't be taking him on in court. I hope you know that. Osha won't be there.
Yeah.
Now, Jamie, hang on a second. Look who has called through. It's your best mate.
Tim Hanley.
Jamie, you need him, and he's called through when we wanted him too. Are you there, Tim?
Dad, what's going on? You won't answer my calls. I've told you to stay off the radio station.
Mate, they've let me off the leash for a couple of days.
Dad's been sending me naked shadow boxing videos.
What? Jamie?
Every morning.
Now, can the whole of Australia know that it's actually Tim Hanley's birthday today? He turns 29.
Oh, happy birthday, Tim. Oh,
thanks, Dragon.
How are you, brother?
Hey, how are you, Ledge?
What's happening, man? How's Front Runner going? You looking fit?
Yeah, it's cruising, bro. We're actually flying, hey? It's good.
Mate, it's good gear, man. It's good gear. Of course it's flying. Now, what's going on? Is Jamie sending you nude photos for legit?
Every morning. With like...
Jamie.
I said, we're not fencing, we're boxing.
Mate, is that why you've driven to Queensland to see me today, is it?
Yeah, I'm actually up in Byron standing on the lighthouse where I did my finale, just making my heart sore about Angie.
Oh, wow.
But Tim, you're boxing too. How are you going? Are you fit? Are you ready to take on... who are you taking on in the ring?
Yeah, exactly. Who is he?
Is he a
Eden? I think it's Eden.
His name's Eden Daly. He's on...
Love Island.
He's on SAS Love Island now. He's going on golf, on the golf show, Happy Golf or whatever it's called.
Holy moly. Right.
Because the idea of these guys, Jamie
Happy
and Tim,
golf.
It was to take on the trolls, wasn't it, that took you on. Jamie, who are you taking on a troll? Who are you fighting?
No, I've got Oscar. Pascal Wallace that was on Beccanelli's season of The Bachelorette. He was the villain that got kicked off in about the first episode, I think.
Oh, right.
He obviously didn't listen to the producers, Jamie.
Yeah, that's right. Can I just say as well, I reckon Eden's got you covered, Tim.
Yeah, probably does, eh? Nah. he better bring his golf bag.
Hey, Timmy, who's your best mate? Who's your best mate?
My best mate, Jamie.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Good save.
How does that make you feel, Jamie?
Oh, mate, I'm pumped to get a naked photo.
Wow, this is getting weird. We should talk.
I'm going to send him a nude photo with a cake right in front of me.
Okay.
In front of the duck pod.
Okay. This is nice. Do you know what's lovely? You are good mates. And we love that you've come on the show. Well, Tim, you're welcome anytime, you know that. Jamie, great to finally speak to you. And good luck in the ring on the 24th of April.
Hey, I didn't get your welcome anytime. How come I didn't get
No,
that?
You are. No, Jamie. Sorry. Fighting words. Sorry, Jamie. You are always welcome.
Yeah,
you
I'll just
don't
step in for
hard...
Fee, because Fee, he did just say he's off the leash for a couple of days.
Yeah, but also, oh, okay. No, Jamie, you don't know how hard we fought to get you. Yeah. You were like our, and Tim, you know that. We spoke to you a lot last year. We just couldn't get hold of Jamie. Jamie, you're welcome. You come in every day, buddy.
Oh, legend. Well, Tim and I will... We'll try to come in before into the studio before the fight.
You can't invite already. Yourself, mate. That you're done.
Yeah.
he just kept saying they can't afford me. That's Fev. He can't afford me.
Oh, mate. I should get in the ring with Jamie and put one on his chin.
What happened here?
What does happen?
I don't know. Good luck, guys. Great
well
to
done,
speak
Jamie.
To you. Enjoy your time together.
101.9 The Fox.
It sort of seems unfair that when you become a president or prime minister, a leader of a country, your family come under the spotlight too. And Joe Biden, he obviously makes his own headlines, but his son Hunter makes quite a few as well. And Hunter's just minding his own business as the son of the president. Yeah. I still see that photo of him off his head lying in a bath. That
he's
was
got
a photo
an addiction,
that,
yeah?
He's struggled. He has been through addiction. Yeah.
Donald Trump brought up a lot.
He did. He certainly did. Yeah. That's not fair.
No.
It's not fair if you've struggled with addiction that you deserve the sympathy that goes along with that. But Hunter, this is the new headline that I was intrigued by. So Hunter has had a controversial affair, relationship with his brother Beau's widow. So his brother passed away and then he started a relationship
easy
with
to
his
happen.
Wife.
Oh, that's easy.
Comfort. Consoling
well,
each other.
It's a brother and she's... doesn't want to speak to anyone and he comforts her and then just things happen, I suppose. They get close to each other. I reckon that happens a fair bit.
But what has now come out is whilst he was conducting that affair with his brother's wife.
Widow, yeah.
He
widow.
Was sending text messages,
to
inappropriate ones, to her sister-in-law.
See,
so her brother's sister. So he's having a controversial relationship with his brother's wife whilst texting his now girlfriend's brother's wife.
At least he's keeping it in the family.
Yeah.
He certainly is, Fev. Oh.
Sleeping with family. Auntie Shaz, what are you doing here? My partner slept with my auntie. What the f***?
301060, we do enjoy these stories. It's keeping it in the family. It's those family trees, well, my cousin is in fact also my aunt because my stepbrother married
You're good at picking these.
When
I get lost.
Two brothers marry two sisters, but then they break up and then one goes with her boyfriend.
Who's married
brothers.
To the auntie.
Or it's like how awkward are those Christmas dinners when your girlfriend starts dating your brother and suddenly it's like, hang on, you're with my younger brother, now you're with the older brother. Keeping it in the family. We love these stories. Stephanie in Blackburn. Hey, Steph.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Steph. We love these stories. How have your family kept it in the family?
So my dad tragically passed away when I was really young, and my mom started dating my uncle, so my dad's brother, years and years later, and now they're happily married and have been married for about 7 years. My cousins are also my step-siblings as well.
That's about your stepdad is your uncle and your cousins are your stepbrothers and sisters.
That's right.
That's a nice, you know what, that is, Steph, a nice story.
It's a nice story.
I like that.
At the end of the day, it is a nice story. At first, it was really weird, but then we realised that they were really happy together
So at Christmas, when you're having Christmas turkey, a bit of ham, you know, your sides, you're having good chats.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not awkward.
But you can't go any further in on that.
Oh,
like,
no,
that's
you're just around the edges. You're not going right into the middle.
You're all very heavily related there, Steph.
definitely.
But drawing the tree out, the family tree, when you finally draw that out, it's going to look very beautiful mind-esque on the, just a lot of lines and circling around and I'm back here. This one's linked to this one.
A lot of linkage.
Thanks for that. Steph, Maddie from Phillip Island, oh, beautiful spot. Matt. We love it down there. Maddie, what's your story?
Hi. So my mum has a brother and my dad has a sister and they got married and so did my parents. So brother and sister married brother and sister.
I love that, Maddie.
Yeah. So, and both, I have a sister and I have two girl cousins. So when the four of us are together, we just look identical. It's really weird.
Well, that's the thing, Maddie. We've talked about this before on the show, but when two brothers marry two sisters, the children, you're all cousins, but you're sort of more than cousins.
Yeah, you're
like,
a little bit
We think
higher,
you're a bit even closer. Like, it's almost
We're
like
double cousin. Related.
Yeah, it's double related. It's almost like they're your brothers and sisters.
Yeah, and, like, they've split since. So it kind of makes things a bit awkward and a bit drama, you know, at family time. But, yeah.
So who split? Your dad? Who split?
My auntie and uncle have split.
Oh, imagine if they start texting mum or dad.
No, too
That'll
close.
Make things a bit funny at Christmas
spice.
Dinner, wouldn't it?
But that's true, Maddie. When the fallout, because your grandparents are all, that's Christmas isn't fun for your family, Maddie. That's hard.
Yeah. Yep. It makes it really tricky.
She's like,
fine. I know, Fee. I know.
Sarah in Hillside. Hey, Sarah.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey, Sam. Well, tell us about your family, your it's very close family.
So my family, it's not as wonderful as the previous callers. So when my dad and my mum split, he remarried to my stepmum, who I absolutely love. But my dad has a wandering eye, and he had an affair with her sister, was also married to his cousin, my dad has a legitimate child with that woman as well.
Your dad's a player.
Yeah, my dad's a real player, but doesn't like to take responsibility.
Sarah, dad has jumped through so many hoops there. That's your stepmum's sister's cousin.
Yes.
That's the stepmum, the sister, the cousin.
When will Australia get its own Jerry Springer? Because Sarah, you guys
she
are
will
up.
Be
That's on first. That's
so with
best.
All the with all the kids, how are you? So your sister's to your cousin's kid.
So my stepmum, she had three kids, and then my dad and my stepmum had two girls, and then this when he had an affair with her sister, they had they had that boy. So we don't class him as a sibling because he has grown up not knowing, so we don't want to push that.
Well, he knows now.
So, yeah.
And what about the cousin's child? That's...
Oh, no. Sorry, my stepmom...
Is this a riddle?
...married to my dad's cousin.
Oh, your dad's cousin.
Keep it in the family.
Oh, that's right. So your dad... No, okay, I went one hoop too far.
Yeah,
I thought
too.
Your dad was with his cousin.
Yeah,
no, that's
ridiculous.
Wrong.
That's all right, then. Sleeping with
family. Auntie Shaz, what are you doing here?
My partner slept with my auntie.
What the f***?
Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox.
Gearing up for the comedy festival, Nick Cody, Australia's premier stand-up comedian. Surely you'll be performing.
And not only that, I've got to change the poster and put that quote on there. That is from Fifi Box. Anybody listening? Thanks for that amazing quote. But yeah, comedy festival is back on this year. I'm doing 10 shows only. I'm a tour dad bod at Lower Town Hall the first 2 weeks of the festival. So
what sort of time slot are you?
You know what? This year, because I'm always a 9:30, 9:45 guy.
You're a big dog.
But even when I did brekkie up in Brisbane, I still did that time.
Yeah.
But now, 6 p.m.
Yeah,
I took a 6 p.m.
Yes.
this year because
yeah, well
I hate
done.
Bath time. Yeah. So I've gotten out of that. I've got to go to work.
Just remember when you're up there, on stage, you're not just representing Nick Cody, you're representing our show. So don't bomb.
Yeah. I play a lot of Ava Max throughout the hour. So it will be good fun.
Don't play Bridgerton.
How do people get your tickets?
Comedyfestival.com.au.
Excellent. Oh, yes. Well, hey, let's now relive the week that was newsreader James Lake. He brings the best, the worst, some of the other stuff that happens. Let's see what we got up to over the last 5 days.
Good morning, I'm James Lake, and this is the Fifi Fev and Nick Bulletin. Australia's vaccine plan is rolled out this week, causing anti-vaxxers to take to the streets in protest.
I do want to talk about their chance.
What do we want? Blah, blah, blah. When do we want it?
Now!
This was a quite simple one.
William Wallace was there on his horse.
This ain't freedom. Freedom. Why don't they do a chant like a footy style chant? Like, Pfizer's going home in the back of the dick.
Why?
In America, an unemployed man from San Francisco has found a foolproof way to securing a job, delivering his CV in a box of donuts, a trick that may not work, though, for footballer Brendan Favola.
Have you ever had to write a CV for a job? Hypothetically, if we did one for you, what would we do?
It'd say, selling pizzas, kicking goals. Pretty much. Brendan Favola, give me the job.
Rapper Post Malone revealed this week that he got his stage name through an internet rapper name generator, leading radio presenter Fifi Box to do the same with her co-hosts.
You know Post Malone?
Yeah.
He got his name from like a rap name generator.
Yeah.
He put his real name, Austin Post, into the generator and out came Post Malone. So I thought, why don't we get that generator and do our names? Fev, you are Hood Tiger.
Yeah.
Oh. That's not bad. I am Monster Boss.
Monster Boss.
Yep.
Okay, Nick Cody, your rapper name is Crunchy Pop.
Oh, wow. Can I have some milk with that?
You two are fine. I sound like a cereal for sure.
Crunchy Pop.
Workplaces back up and running, commuters are seeing the return of traffic, causing debate over which Melbourne road is the most congested.
We put up a post on our Instagram and asked people what is the worst street in Melbourne. The Bell Street Punt Road argument. Nick is saying Bell Street is busier than Punt Road, but Fev's all on Punt Road. Yeah.
And Fev took his shirt off, so he means business.
I was ready to roll. I used to live off Punt Road, and that road is never not busy. So I don't know, you live Northside, so you wouldn't get it.
My car works there.
Yeah, well, does it? You don't have a car.
I do.
You got a pushy.
I do have a pushy and a car.
Oh, hero.
In Hollywood now, an A-list couple, Kim and Kanye, have formally announced they're getting divorced, with their marriage ending the same year as the long-running show Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
People are reading into Kim Kardashian's breakup with Kanye on her Instagram stories yesterday. What was that?
The Kardashians.
Oh, the Kardashians jingle. I thought it was like a Mitre 10 ad.
Yeah, is that their jingle?
It did
sound. A TikTok has changed countless lives this week after posting a life hack revealing a way supermarkets store their freshest bread, but it's not as easy as everyone thinks.
So if I go to Woolies today and I see a red clip, I know it's fresh because it's Red's Wednesday.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
Today's Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday. Mm. Is today Tuesday?
I keep thinking today's Wednesday.
No, it hurts, doesn't it?
So if you see a red clip, that's 7-day-old bread, my friend. Don't touch it.
It's got mould on it.
Dad, my teeth hurt. Shut up. This is the freshest bread you'll ever eat.
And that's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast from the Fox app. And as Fifi Box always says...
Bulla Vanaka.
Metricon's love celebration is on now. Get $50,000 of added luxury from Australia's leading brands for just 10 grand. Metricon, love where you live. 101.9. This is the fun.